Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
We are again in the last week of January. This will be airing on the 28th, I believe, Tuesday the 28th of January. And we're excited to be in the process of what it means to discern God's will. And we're trying to get a little bit more specific in this, what we call this primer period, which we're doing this first month of January, in preparation for our year ahead, that we would learn what it really looks like to discover God's will and receive God's will and then live out God's will, which is best and none better. And it's going to deliver to us the covenant, which we learned last time is that God said, if you're walking in the light, you'll receive goodness. And goodness is favor and covenant and blessing, truth, and I'll be leading you to the very best. And so we're trying to understand what that is. And we gave this example of this friend of mine who's a developer working on a commercial real estate project. So if you would, let's revisit the first part of Ephesians to set it up, and then we'll continue this example.
Sure. Ephesians 5, 8 to 10 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord."
So it says, walk in the light. There's a fruit to that. And the fruit is the result. If you walk in the light, the Spirit of abiding, remember, it's implying that what we've always started at the very beginning is that you learn to abide. You're abiding in the relationship. You're hearing God's voice. You're in the Word. You're enjoying life in the kingdom. You're getting instruction from Him because I've surrendered my will to His. I want to seek His will. And He said, if you seek my will, I'll give you truth. I'm going to lead you to goodness. And what you'll find out, He actually says it right in there, you'll find out what's acceptable to me, which is my will. And that's what, think about the way we're supposed to live is to find out His will.
Right, right.
Because he is thrilled to deliver His will, which is best and none better. He said,
right. And even remembering in that, the why, you know, why is it important for us to be walking in His will? Because that is where His glory is displayed. Yeah. We are, as His church, as His bride, we, again, you say this all the time, we're the visible expression of the invisible God. Right. And so He wants us to be invited in to do His will, because in that place He has demonstrated, His glory is demonstrated to the world around Him.
Yeah. And think about in our hearts, remember, are to have the purposes of God fulfilled, which is to invite people to Himself. So unbelievers become believers. And then believers learn to walk in the kingdom, abiding, surrendered to receive His will, where He demonstrates the supernatural work that, which is what, remember, think about what Christ did for 3 years, you know, day after day after day was supernatural work to demonstrate that it's true. And it really matters in your life. I can deliver to you the superabundant life. And that the early church grew daily because they met in small groups and they were focused on learning the acceptable will of God. What's God's will for me? And then God did supernatural things. People said, is that possible for me? And they said, yeah, sure. Not because I have answers for you, but I can introduce you to abiding, learn to abide, learn to hear His voice, and He'll do the same thing for you. And it grew organically because it was happening.
Right.
Why?
Right.
God was being glorified and they understood it. And that's where God says to us to be is, I want you to do that today. He said the church has drifted into kind of an intellectual. They're talking about me, but they're not experiencing me much. And they don't demonstrate my glory because not much supernatural is happening. Why? Because that only happens in the kingdom and they're not walking with me in the kingdom. They haven't learned to walk in the light, to abide and let the fruit of the Spirit of righteousness and truth and goodness occur. So it's not complicated in terms of our role. And it's really to, okay, well, then I would like to join that. I want to be with you. And He said, remember, if you hear me and follow me, the blessings come upon you, that you don't chase the blessings.
Right. The blessings will overtake you. You're chasing Him.
Enjoy me along the path. Have joy along the path, even when you're in difficult situations. And then let me deliver this to you. Okay. So we gave this example. We're starting to give this example to help people understand the process. So we had a developer, had to get some property, wound up with a price and a contract with this who owned the property. And now they were doing their next step, which was due diligence, you know, environmental issues, mortgage issues, government issues, and then the cost of doing the project. And remember, they're not getting into fine tuning here. They're just getting basic, you know, how much fundamentally is it going to cost to do the excavation and the putting up the building? And then what can we get for in the hotels or the office buildings? What kind of rent can we get? Which, by the way, is determined by the market. You know, it's
right.
Not about, well, yeah, we're going to get 50% higher rent than everybody else. And God says, no, you're not. There may be special favor I can give you, but don't assume that.
Right.
As a way to justify what you would like to do. What's the truth? Mm-hmm. Well, the truth is set. You know, truth is. So they got all the information and recognized that, you know what? The land price is too high because that would become a fixed cost and we can't make the rest of it work. So I guess we shouldn't do the project. And I said, well, is that what God told you? Well, no. Why? Well, I didn't ask him. I said, well, let's ask him. Is before we decide the outcome, why don't we just go ask him? What do we do now? What's the next step?
Mm-hmm.
So he did, and he processed that, and he came back and said, well, I guess we just go back to the landowner and say, we can't pay this much because, and show him the information, and then would you consider selling it at a lower price? And if you don't, that's okay. If you say no, and we can't do the project, and you want to hold it for something else, we understand completely. So the goal isn't to persuade her.
Mm-hmm.
It's to offer the information, and her decision will be God's answer to you.
Right.
Because what do you need to know now? Which fork should we go down? Should we mm-hmm. stop? Because God says, I just needed you to understand certain things, but no, I don't want you to do this project, or you can go a different way and go and actually proceed because she's going to agree to it. Okay, we'll go find out. So I said, now, you know, what do you know about this woman? And he said, well, you know, I've talked to her and I've kept a good relationship with her and I see where she's at and economically where she's at. And I said, well, since you built a decent relationship, why don't you just share, you know, let's confirm this with God, but maybe you should just share the information that you've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not, because anybody who's a seller is thinking, well, you're just trying to give me a haircut.
Right.
And you're just trying to get it now cheaper and try to persuade me to give it to you cheaper. I said, why don't you not take that approach? Why don't you just go show her the information and say, because of that information, this is our conclusion because we can show you that it doesn't work at the current price.
Right.
And then she'll react to that and just say, hey, what would you like to do? Do you want to proceed and maybe come a different economic scenario? Or do you want to just keep it and we move on, you know, and let her process that.
Right.
Okay. So he meets with her, goes through it all, goes through the whole story and takes quite a bit of time, you know, and mm-hmm. gives her information and says, in order for this to work, you're going to have to lower your price, but we're okay if you want to keep it and we'll just move on. And that's not a problem for us. And she said, okay, let me think about it and I'll come back to you. Okay. So they wait and she comes back a week later and says, well, it's a little bit of a problem to get less because of my plans for what I have. And she says, could we, if I lower the price, and give you the opportunity to do the transaction, then could you maybe give me some incentive with your project that if it reaches certain economic levels, that I could gain some of that in a royalty or some...
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Some return if you're successful.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll lower the price so that by definition, you said you could reach success. And if you're blessed more than that, that I would get share in that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he comes back and says, well, this is what she's offered, you know? And I said, well, what do you think about that? And he said, well, we've never done that.
Right.
I said, well, you know, why don't you go process that with God and see what he has to say? Because remember, he's always working both sides
mm-hmm.
to achieve what he wants to achieve. And he has to show him the truth. Okay, so Father, is this something we should consider? You know, and he gets a yes. And he said, God says, you know, put down, if you get this new price, which will then make the project work by definition, what would the blessing be that you would get that you could then share with her?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an automatic, doesn't have to be automatic. We're going to give you more. It's that if certain things happen, we'll give you more.
Right.
And he says, define what that looks like. So they work it out, you know, and some, okay, if it reaches a certain point, income, they will share a piece of it, you know, and it doesn't have to be a great number. It just has to be something. And so they put that together and then go back to her and say, okay, we heard what you had to say. How about this? We'll do this. And here's the condition. And by the way, we'd have to reach that condition to pay you anything. And we may not reach that condition.
Mm-hmm.
I said, now remember, if you're pursuing truth, and this is important. If you're pursuing truth, what's important for you as you're processing this? Speak the truth.
Mm.
Don't manipulate the truth. Don't hide the truth. Don't have something on the table that you know that you don't really share, and you're trying to manipulate it for your purpose. Is no, you got to put it all out there. I said, so when you're talking to her, is say, I want you to understand fully the condition under which we would pay you more.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be this, this, and this. And we're not guaranteeing that. And we're not sure if we'll ever reach that. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be because we've reached that level that we then could afford to pay you more. And I want you to understand that and lay it all out and speak the truth. Don't hide the truth. Don't imply, oh yeah, this will be good and we'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm talking to him.
Right.
He gave me what the conditions are, and I said, that's pretty aggressive. I said, do you think you'll reach that amount?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, honestly, I don't know. It's not guaranteed. It's
right.
possible that we wouldn't. There are certain ways that we might, and maybe there's a 25 to 40% probability that we could, but there's a more of a probability we won't. I said, okay, share that with her.
Mm.
Give her every piece of information because
right.
God's will come through the truth. And either she'll say, well, that's too risky for me. I want to keep it. Or, okay, I understand. My eyes are wide open. I know I'm going to get this amount. That's
mm-hmm.
my base. I may get more. And she'll say yes to that. I said, now this is important. And I said this to him. What do you want?
You want
and
God's will.
Okay. He said the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I want God's will. I'm not saying I want this project. And do you mm-hmm. see the difference?
Absolutely.
It's not, I'm going to work hard to get this project now because I want it.
Right.
You do. And you're excited about it. And you're on the path of getting the project. So that's a good thing. But what do you really want? God's
will. You want God's will.
It's best because
it's
better.
Exactly. It reminds me of that verse in Exodus, like Exodus 33:15 or something like that, where it says, Moses is saying, if your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here.
Right. That's right.
You don't want to go where God's not leading.
Yeah, because God knows God's more than we do. And we trust that. And instead of saying, I want what I want, which you have a preference. Yeah, I'd love to have
right.
this project. And we're in the business of having projects. So that's a good thing. But specifically, is this the project you want us to have?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know as well. I said, so if you tell the truth and lay it out there, and then her answer will tell you, does God say, take the next step? Okay. So he does. And he's very friendly and very open and said, I'm going to lay it all out for you. And here's it. And the probability of that is 25 to 40%. And it may happen, it may not. You may get no more than the land price. And we're not guaranteeing that.
Right.
If we reach this, we're willing to share some with you because it's a benefit, it's a blessing to us, and we want to bless you. So why don't you take some time and process it and get back to us? And so he does, and she does. Then she comes back, and again, as she's considering the truth, what really happened is that she looked at, well, yeah, I could hold out for more to try to get somebody else to buy the property,
mm-hmm.
and maybe they won't see the same things these guys do.
Right,
But the truth is that they've shown me the economics of my property, and I think that's probably right. And so I'm mm-hmm. willing to say yes to your proposal. And they come back mm-hmm. and say, she said, yes, we're willing to go. Okay. So he said, great. So they document that in the next contract. Again, it has to go now to another level of contingency. And real estate deals mm-hmm. are done on what's called contingency. And that is, I'm not guaranteeing to close because now that we all think it'll work, we have to go get bids from real contractors to verify that. And we have to go to the city and let them verify that they will allow what we're proposing, the development we have. They have to sanction our development because they could always say no,
even though
we all think it could work. But if they say no,
mm-hmm.
we will not succeed. And then we have to put drawings together. They said we're going to spend about $1 million to get drawings, to get architect, to get bids, to prepare for the city. Now that you said yes, and we're pretty sure, we think that they'll say yes, but we mm-hmm. don't know. So we will proceed along that way and let's go. And she says, okay. So they have a contingency. Okay, now what? Go get the bids, go get the architect, go get the drawings, go get bids, go find out the hotel partner you're going to go with, and then put your government people together of what you need to do to present. So they do. And this takes, again, another four or five months.
Right.
And they're getting all that together. They get the architect drawing. They get the ability to give to contractors to bid. And the bids now come in with the real numbers, which they had to be close to what they originally had processed in their first piece of the due diligence. Because they assumed, not assumed, they worked it with people saying, yeah, it'll be about this. But now it's got to be real. Is that true or not? Is that, and what I kept saying, what do you want to know? The truth. Is it true? Is it really there or not? We don't want to assume it's there and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to find out, is it there or not? Because we still have the opportunity not to do this deal. Okay. So they do, and they get all the information. The economics come in. Yep. What they said is going to cost them to do. The hotel partner came and said, we'll do it this way. And that was what they said they would do. And they got all of their information to present to the city.
Mm-hmm.
That needs the approval. Okay. So they do get it together. And then we get the phone call and he says, okay, we're going to present to the city next week. And I said, well, what are you praying? He says, I'm praying that God would have them approve our project.
Mm-hmm.
I said, back up a step. Wait a minute. You're telling God what you want him to do for you. What's your prayer? What do you really want to know?
What do you have to say about this? What's
God's
your will?
So this was a big discussion we had. What I really need to know is the truth of, is this God you're sanctioning the yes to keep going, or are you gonna close this down? And I'm willing. And remember, if you have a surrendered will, I want to know the answer that God's gonna give, and I'm not gonna say please do what I want. It's rather show me the truth, and we'll do our best job to present it, and then you give us what they're willing to do and not willing to do. And we'll proceed if we can. If we can't, we got to shut it down. That's okay with me. Why?
Mm-hmm.
God's will is best and none better. And you see the difference?
Right. In the midst of that, though, I can see so many different little scenarios and the nuances of the prayers there that I think are interesting just to talk about, too. You know, you said, his initial prayer was, God, let this go through. Let this happen. Let it get approval. And I do think there is a place for us to honestly come to God and say, this is what I am hoping and desiring. But then you come under that surrender. What is it that you have to say? Because ultimately, I want what's best, right? But being authentic in our prayers. And I think it is okay to share, this is my heart's desire. And I can see also like a fear factor of anybody coming in, like in his position. Hey, you've already said yes to this point, and I've put $1 million in, or I've put this in, so this must be your will. And I think one of the things you're talking about there is, even at this point, you can't assume that. It's always asking God to continue to show you. But then when and if God says, hey, this is my will, I think there is a level of standing on authority. Okay, God, you have said this is your will. And if anything is coming against this, we're taking authority over that. And we're praying that your will would be done and that this would push through, once you have heard with clarity that that is his will, right?
Yeah. And you're always looking at what's the next step, and show me the truth of the result of that next step. And then now what? And that what you're praying for is, and we went into great detail about this discussion. And I went through these verses actually with them. Psalm 25, Ephesians 5, et cetera. John 3 is, your role is to be led to the truth. So what your prayer is, God, show me the truth of this.
Right.
And then I'll respond when we know the truth. And so let's pray that. And I said, if you're neutral, remember we talked about that a little while ago?
Absolutely.
Are you willing for God to have them not approve this and not have this project go forward? And his first response, yeah, but we spent $1 million. And does that determine God's will? No. Are you willing? Are you neutral to receive what God would say? And he had to process that a little bit. And yep, okay. What do you really want to know? Truth. Now you go, and you obviously are going to put your best foot forward and lay everything out, and you know how to do this. But we'll see what the response is. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pray with you right now that you'll know the truth at the end of that session, and then we'll come back to what that meant. But let's pray that. He said, okay, I'll pray that with you. So we prayed that. So they go to the city and council, present, and he calls me up the next day and says, hey, we got approved. And no contingencies. They liked our plan, and they said, "You've done a really good job here." And of course, they've been working with the city along the way to understand things, and they approved it. And you can go forward. I said, "Okay, great." I said, "What's your prayer now?"
Mm-hmm.
Well, that God would bring us success on the project. I said, "No, no." I said, and this is the issue with God's will. See, is that we get to certain, we're down the path, and we get reinforcement. This is good. This is good. This is in line with what I would like to see happen. And when we get to a certain point, we think, okay, good. I got this from here.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my answer, and now I'll take it from here.
Right.
Because that's God's will. No, because why? You're on a path.
Right.
It's always
it's
now
gonna be
what?
Step by step. Yeah.
Now what? Now what? Now that we have this, now what? And so he said, "Well, what do you mean? What do you mean?" I said, "Well, now for you to complete this and start the project, what do you need?" He says, "Well, we now need contracts with the construction people that are firm on what they are agreeing to do and the cost of what they're agreeing to." Now they've told us that these are all good, but we don't have contracts for those yet.
Right.
Okay, well then don't you need to take that step? Because what if they come back and say, "Oh, by the way, now the price is 20% higher," or they don't honor what they said, or they're not going to do the things that they said they were going to do. Now this is the what's called the knocking stage. I've asked. God said, "Yes, you're at the point now of starting the project." And you have to knock on the door, and it's very specific. And the doorway implies now you can finish this piece of it and come to this milestone of moving forward. And this will be it. And you knock, lay out the contracts, and they either agree or they don't agree.
Right.
And God says, I can close the door.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think yet. It's there yet. It's close.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a specific thing to knock on with these contracts. And I'll show you the answer to that. Okay. So we'll pick this up again tomorrow. I'll pick up the story from here because there's more to it. And as you, I think you're starting to see, it's a step-by-step-by-step process. What's your will? What do you have to say? And what's the truth? And based upon that truth, now what? And that's how God's will is revealed. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth of that and the beauty of that and the privilege of that. And we just pray that we'll all understand it. It's step by step by step, all based on what's true. What do we find out? Now what? Particularly when we're dealing with other people that have some influence on us, that we have to learn what is the outcome of that. And so we pray and understand that we would enjoy receiving that, knowing your will is best and none better. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Rich. Love going through the real example here and even just being reminded, as it has taken us, you know, two episodes, we're going to go a third episode into this example as well. Kind of just a practical reminder that things take time and that all of the questions we have truly are an invitation to intimacy with him. And so that is why we're just literally step by step, because we are walking with him, enjoying the journey of being with him, of hearing his voice, of having him speak to us and walking out his will on the earth, right? Okay. It's a beautiful gift, but it is time and time, right? But if you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministry.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.